Module 4A, Reading. Exercise 2, page 54.
Who says stress is bad for you? Think stress is your enemy? Think again. To be happy and healthy, we all need a little stress in our lives. Stress, the disease of our times. Stress-related illnesses, the number one cause of doctors' visits. Stress, the silent killer. It seems like you can't pick up a newspaper or magazine these days without seeing a headline about stress and how bad it is for your health. The message is loud and clear. Stress is your enemy, and you should be doing everything you can to minimize it in your daily life. Is stress really the monster it is made out to be by the media? On the contrary, most experts believe there is nothing wrong with experiencing a little bit of stress from time to time. As physiologist Monica Fleschner states,
only under circumstances of chronic stress do we suffer its negative effects.
This type of stress comes when we face a situation that feels inescapable or takes a heavy toll on us. A stressful job or an unhappy home life, for example. On the other hand, experiencing mild stress, according to Fleschner, can even be good for us. When we feel stressed, glands in the body secrete hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol, which serve a number of functions. For one, they make the heart beat faster, thereby increasing blood flow to the brain and muscles and making us ready for action. As psychiatrist Judith Orloff states,
stress energizes us, speeding up our systems to handle what we have to handle.
Accordingly, stress is not a problem, as it is usually perceived, but actually a condition that humans have evolved over thousands of years to deal with problems. Stress does not only have benefit in the short term. Recent research suggests that regularly experiencing short periods of mild stress can strengthen the body's immune system and lower the risk of neurological diseases such as Alzheimer's. In effect, stress acts like a workout for the brain. Just like exercising a muscle in the gym, stress exercises the brain, ensuring it stays healthy and fully functional. It's also worth thinking about the consequences of stress. Psychologists distinguish between two main types of stress: distress and eustress. Basically, distress is negative stress. Even considering the positive effects mentioned above, distress more often than not makes us feel disheartened. Eustress, on the other hand, is the positive stress that results in us feeling happy. Take physical exercise, for example. It is undoubtedly stressful to push your body to the limit, but the health benefits and feeling of accomplishment afterwards by far makes the initial stress worth it. So why, you may be asking yourself, if eustress and even low levels of distress are beneficial, are we being continually fed the message that every type of stress is our enemy? According to Angela Padmore, author of The Truth About Stress, the answer lies with the multi-million pound stress management industry. According to Padmore, the vast majority of us do not feel stressed to the point where we need to buy products or seek professional assistance. Yet in Britain alone, there are now over 15 million websites and 2 million stress management practitioners selling everything from hormone test sets to massage balls, all treating a condition that, to a large extent, does not need to be treated. People are made to think they have a problem so that they will hand over their hard-earned cash for the cure. As one experienced counsellor put it,
they've turned a normal part of living into a disease that needs to be cured.
So, how can we apply this information to our everyday lives? Well, firstly, it's important to recognize the difference between chronic stress and mild stress. If you are suffering from the former, get help today. On the other hand, the next time that you feel mild stress, try to embrace the sensation. Don't get stressed about feeling stress. Chances are, it's doing you a lot of good.